All right, the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB on Election Day. And the polls will open in just a little while. 7 o'clock this morning until 8 tonight. Good morning to Jason Cans, starting off the best 5 minutes of the day.
Good morning.
Yeah, I said this in the news headlines bottom of the hour and was a little tardy getting in your recording. I get indulged with so much going on in the news. Supposed to do a 2-minute newscast for WOGO and ran 238, and I'm like, I got to edit that puppy. So anyhow, but yeah, the state Supreme Court race where $40 million was spent, making history as not only the most expensive state Supreme Court race in Wisconsin history, in U.S. history.
Wow.
I know. This isn't California.
No. No, it's sure not. And yet, there's something going on that they're putting in that much money.
Right. And part of it is, I had an audio I used on WOGO yesterday, Jay Heck from the good government group Common Cause, which, for what it's worth, I'll just publicly say, you said your son Alex has a lot of interest in politics, and he's very bright. Yeah. That is something I thought he might be interested in, is the good government work and kind of holding both sides accountable. Because basically, it seems like our campaign finance reform has crumbled, and so we've got even partnership between the candidates and the other groups, and that's what's led to hexes. That's what's led to this exorbitant spending. So, anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, I had shared yesterday. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I had shared yesterday. I was a bit frustrated. I received a nonpartisan voter's guide yesterday, which was very clearly partisan.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and I think the these are people who are asking us to trust them. Uh-huh. And so, you know, I think this idea of good government, we need to get back to that trustworthy politicians.
Yeah, we need to. And again, it works on both sides. I mean, I'll just go ahead and name.
I know the
ACLU ran ads and they said we can't endorse candidates, but they made it, you know, very clear in terms of the position 100%. They were taking.
So, yeah, absolutely. And that is true. It's both sides.
All right. Here's something more lighthearted is the Wren Collective concert I got to MC the other night. And so I heard I heard an overnight host on CBS Sports Radio, Amy Lawrence. She's very good. And she was sharing that she ran into a hockey color analyst, Doc Emmerich, and she's like, it had always been her dream to meet him. She tried to do what she could. She finally had a chance, and then when she was in his presence, she didn't say anything. And it reminded me, because the other night I go backstage beforehand, and I wasn't really prepared. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, this is Wren Collective. And I didn't say anything, and then I went out on stage, did my bit, but I was just like, why didn't you say, hey, welcome to Eau Claire? Why didn't you interact with them?
Yeah.
And I was like trying to be all, I don't know, just keep it to
cool
myself.
And professional.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have you ever had something like that?
Oh, for sure. You know, I've definitely had that where you get around someone who you really enjoy their presence. And rather than saying, hey, I really like you, or even something like, you know, like welcome, or hey, it's nice to meet you. I've definitely had that where I play the cool role to think I'm not going to be one of those posers who, you know, really gushes over you. And, you know, and that feels disingenuous when I do that, because there are times I really want to let someone know I appreciate their work.
Right. And I think, you know, that's the being real would have been the you know, and it's just like, oh, why didn't I just cut it loose? I don't know. So, all right.
Been there, done that.
All right. Well, you know, it's hard to pick here as we go to notes from the upper room, lessons in loving like Jesus, your devotions. Because it is the Tuesday of Holy Week. And so I think we're taking a break from James. Go ahead and share whichever one you'd like this morning.
Sure. So we're on 16:13.
All right.
So this is in the book of John, right?
Uh-huh.
And the verse says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come.
Uh-huh.
And what I wrote was, the Holy Spirit is not a formless idea, the product of wishful thinking or New Age beliefs. He is a person who guides, listens, and speaks. But since we cannot see him, we often fail to recognize his work in our lives. The Spirit listens to the Father and the Son and communicates what he hears as a conduit of Trinitarian love and guidance. Mm. The Father, Son, and Spirit are one God. They all share the same message, but it is the Spirit who communicates with us.
See, just a short little devotion on this verse, and that's what's cool about this Notes from the Upper Room devotion. You take us through these five important chapters all dealing with this Upper Room discourse.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's, again, it's really, I want to get into this to see what's happening there, you know, and how does it connect with us today in this world and in this life.
Mm-hmm. All right, close us off with the prayer you wrote.
Yeah, so I wrote, Jesus, you live in perfect harmony with the Father and Spirit. You always have. I'm tempted to stress the importance of one member of the Godhead over the others, but you are one God. Help me to pay attention to your Holy Spirit as he enlightens me and helps me to know who you are and who I am. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. All right. Well, and again, if people want to order a copy of this Notes from the Upper Room, you got the book, you got the devotional, and they can find that online, Amazon.
Yep. Amazon, you bet.
Thank you, Jason. Here's a reminder of why it's important to vote.
There is no choice. My only choice is not to vote at all. Democracy is horrible, absolutely horrible.
You're so right. Democracy is the worst form of government there is, except for all of the others.
Oh.
And that is exactly why you have to vote.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! If you don't vote, you can't complain.
Complaining is all I have left.
Oh, so good there. Jane Curtin and John Lithgow, WWIB.
Born of cold and winter air and mountain rain combining.
You can do so many things with ice besides just cool your beverage. You also can cut a giant circle in a frozen lake and get a Guinness World Record, evidently.
I guess so. That's right. That happened in the state of Maine, where volunteers cut a big circle in a frozen lake, set it in motion, claiming a world record in a category that few knew existed.
The biggest ice carousel. So it's not just cutting it in the ice, it's spinning the thing. But this is what's truly impressive about this. This is not any carousel. This is a 1,776-foot diameter hunk of ice that weighs an estimated 146,000 tons.
That is crazy. The Northern Maine Ice Busters had to cut through ice nearly 30 inches thick on a path painstakingly measured by survey crews to create a perfect circle measuring nearly 6 football fields across. Wow.
That is incredibly huge. Now, ice carousels, I had never heard of them before this morning. I'm guessing a lot of you hadn't either. However, our neighbors in Minnesota apparently have, because these giant, giant ice carousels have turned into something of a rivalry in places like Minnesota, Maine, and Finland.
Huh?
Getting in on the action as well.
There's even a World Ice Carousel Association.
I wonder if they have the little horses and the carousel music.
Ah, boy. That is something. I know about the ice caves. You know, you hear about that up in Superior and things. But
it's just a massive, massive endeavor. I love it.
That is crazy.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555. If you can answer our question, we'd love to have you call in for a chance to win a beautiful long-sleeve tee from Blessing Offer. It's a white t-shirt, size large, long-sleeve t-shirt, and it's got Believe in big block letters on the front, and then the lyrics for his song, Believe, on the back. I think you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to love it if we can stump you for at least a little bit on this question. No lie. We try to do it. Doesn't always work.
It is a great prize, and we've got the song ready to go once we get a winner. But what is the question?
The question is this. A typical person will do this over 15,000 times in their life. During their lifespan, a typical person will do this over 15,000 times. What in the world could it be? Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. A typical person will do this over 15,000 times during the course of their existence. What could it be? 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
There's ways we could make it easier right away, which we're not doing.
Deliberately.
And you and I both found it a little bit like it felt high.
It seemed far-fetched.
But this is what we're going with the information. Hi.
Brushing your teeth.
Brushing your teeth. That is good to brush your teeth. Do you brush your teeth every day?
Yes.
Good. It's not the answer we're looking for, but you call back and try again, okay? It's not brushing your teeth, but that is a good thing to do.
Can I ask, how old are you and what's your name?
My name is Taryn and I'm 4.
You're 4. You're doing a great job. Thank you for calling in. It's good to hear you today.
There we go. How cute. All right. I almost wanted to give her, the shirt be too big for her. Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
I can't compete with that for cuteness, but I'll guess sneezing.
Yes, sneezing. That's a good guess. I like the way you're thinking, but not what we're looking for. Not sneezing, not brushing your teeth. A typical person will do this over 15,000 times in their life.
Nobody's calling right now. 723-2555. They're all out voting. 723-2555. A typical person will do this more than 15,000 times in their life. What is it? 723-2555 for a blessing offer. Believe long sleeve t-shirt.
It's really nice. Again, 715-723-2555.
Got a guess.
Average person will do this 15,000 times in their life.
Good morning.
Yawn.
Yawn.
That's a good guess.
Good guess. Very good guess. But no, not what we're looking for.
All right. They're a little bit slow today on the call-ins, Caleb. Yeah.
Maybe they knew from the outset that we were trying to come up with a stumper here. 715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll do this 15,000 times in your life. Both Halvo and I think this is, I mean, honestly, really high. Uh-huh. I don't think I will do this anywhere close to 15,000 times in my life. Not even close.
Yeah. I got to tell you, it's pretty common in Liberia. And then I think they do it a lot more than 15,000.
I was going to say it's pretty common in New York as well.
Mm. The thing is that in Africa, they do this. Yeah. So I'm going to head in the direction of a hint here shortly. Good morning. The WIB Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
Stopping at a stoplight.
Yeah,
good guess.
Not what we're looking for.
Can we say, though, it is driving related. It is driving related.
That's a really big hint.
Yeah.
So, stopping at a stoplight, in a way, is the closest so far.
Yeah. So, 723-2555. We'd love to get a winner, and so we could play the song here on WWIB.
A typical person will do this over 15,000 times in their life.
And good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show.
How about beep the horn?
Yes. Which seems insane to me. But yes, honking the horn 15,250 times. The average person honks the horn. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Greg from Augusta.
Greg from Augusta. Do you think you'll honk your horn anywhere near that much?
Well, I better get started now because I don't think I'm there yet.
Yes. Well, Greg, we've got a great long sleeve tee from Blessing Offer for you. Congratulations on winning Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Thank you very much.
I got to just share with you guys, though. The thing is that in Africa, what I experience is all the time, they're kind of very crowded in Monrovia. And so you're beeping to let people know you're there. A lot of times now, right? Why do you beep? I mean, you're like, hey, you know. Get moved, whatever it might be. But there, it's a lot of times making people known about your presence. So,
yeah. And then, of course, there's the people who honk to say hello or whatever.
Yeah. But WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. And we've got a CCM artist on the line with us this morning, Caleb.
Yes, George Mondera joins us. Good morning, George.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Great.
Doing well? We're doing well and great to have you with us on the year. We want to talk about your song, Not Even Once, talk about your journey as an artist, your journey with the Lord. But could we do something fun, George, to start the morning? We do something called rapid fire. And so we put 60 seconds on a timer and we try to get through as many simple get to know you questions as we can in 1 minute. Are you up for that?
I'm up for that. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here
we go. This is rapid fire with George Mondera, and here we go. George, have you ever cried during a movie?
Yes.
If you could have any other career than musician, what would you do?
I'll be a rugby player.
What is your favorite sports team?
The LA Lakers.
What is the best breakfast food?
Sausages, bangers.
When you were in school, what was your best or favorite subject?
Geography.
What is a song that you will always sing along to in the car?
Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Dogs or cats?
Dog.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
No.
Oh.
And if you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
Sleep.
There you go. That's a popular answer. George Mondera, rapid fire. Very good.
George, thanks so much for being our guest this morning. You're originally from Zimbabwe, so tell us about kind of your journey from there to Nashville, where you're talking to us this morning.
Well, it's not a short one, but I'll try and make it short. Yeah, born in Zimbabwe, grew up there, went to school in Zimbabwe, and that's where my musical journey started. A band called MIC from South Africa came to town back in the 90s, and I remember seeing them on stage. And I was like, Lord, that's what I want to do. You know, as a kid growing up, I just had a desire to serve the Lord through music. But growing up in Zimbabwe, you don't really have a lot of opportunities. So it was a miracle that God literally handpicked me out of Zimbabwe to join this band, MIC, in South Africa. I toured with them for many years before moving to the UK to join another band called the Worldwide Message Tribe back in the 90s, which was a dance band. Doing a lot of outreach and in Manchester, in the UK, and across Europe. I got signed to Kingsway and Capitol as a writer, just writing songs, got to start traveling with a great friend of mine now, Matt Redman, and leading worship, and then through that, traveling from the UK, would travel always over to the US, and got to meet Chris Tomlin through that, and a lot of folks over here, Passion and Christy Knuckles, and started doing music with them as well and touring with them. But through that, I was always writing songs, and I guess to present day now, God has started giving me my own songs, and so I've started to be able to carry those and release music. And so I've been living in the US for 5 years now, so have dotted about a little bit.
Talking with George Mondera here on the WIB Wake Up Show. His new single is Not Even Once. We'll hear that coming up shortly. But George, again, a career in the Christian music industry. You talked about that journey from Zimbabwe and the UK and Nashville. How have you seen the Christian music industry change, grow? What's different about when you started versus what you're seeing and hearing now?
I mean, I don't know if it's changed, but I just think, it's just interesting to see the different, phases of music. Because I grew up on Integrity, Hosanna Integrity stuff, early Hosanna Integrity stuff. And I guess worship at that time, or music generally, wasn't worldwide as much, but it's just been amazing to see songs, reach further now with the digital age, with phones and technology now. But man, the means for music and the message never changes, so it's just great to see the growth of music, really. But it's been amazing just to see a lot of new artists come. I've been in it for quite a long time, so some of the guys I started with are not there anymore, the bands that I loved as a kid. But there's a new wave of what God is doing with, other young people writing new songs and doing great things. So it's been amazing to see the growth, really.
Have you been back to Zimbabwe? I mean, how do they feel about the success that you've enjoyed and the journey that you're on?
Man, it's crazy. I've been back a few times, and, it's just amazing. I guess it's just looking back and, the one thing that people say is, they can't believe just what God has done. Growing up in Zimbabwe, like I said before, there isn't a lot of, music industry there for Christians, and outlets and stuff. So thinking of this kid who grew up looking at the sky and looking at planes and, dreaming one day that I would go somewhere. I guess the common thing is just like, man, God's faithful, right? You can do more than you can dream or imagine. But I love being back home. That's where I grew up, my roots are, and where God really started my journey. So, yeah, it's always great to go back home.
George Mondera here on the WIB Wake Up Show, and you mentioned the faithfulness of God, and I think that's the perfect lead-in to talking about your song that we'll play here shortly, Not Even Once. Tell us a little of the story behind that song.
Yeah, so I got to, just at the end of COVID, I got to jump in the studio here in Nashville with a guy called Brow Fowler and Michael Piper, two guys who are amazing songwriter producers, and we were just basically just sharing our stories about, we had a writing session, and And in the session, we were just kind of sharing our stories about what God has done and our journeys and stuff. And I guess the common theme that kept coming up was just of God's faithfulness for all of us. You know, we all got a story of where God has brought us from and where we're joining to. And so, you know, I remember, you know, Brian was like, you know, we were chatting and the tag phrase not even once came out. And we're like, man, that's the song right there. We need to write that, you know, God's faithful. And, we, you know, why don't we write a song that celebrates his faithfulness? So that's where the song came out of. So it's just, it's the truth, right? You know, we all got a story of his faithfulness when we look back. And so that's where the song came out of.
George, we're going to play it right now. Again, people can learn more at georgemondera.com. It's Mondera, M-H-O-N-D-E-R-A, georgemondera.com. Thanks so much, and we want to invite you to the Chippewa Valley sometime. We'd love to have you in the area, okay?
I would love it. I love it. Well, thanks so much, guys. Have a blessed day, and I hope to meet you soon.
You too. So good. George Mondera on WWIB, and maybe later we can get a song from Worldwide Message Tribe, and even got something from his friend Matt Redman as well before 9 on WWIB. Here's his new one, Not Even Once, on the WIB Wake Up Show.
When I think of the roads I've walked and the way you've brought me through, looking back every step, every breath, I can see your heart is true. I shouldn't be where I am, I shouldn't stand where I stand, no. But here I am in the palm of your hand, I can always count on you. You're my faithful than the right.
Wake Up Show on this Tuesday morning, Election Day on WWIB. But yesterday, a big announcement. Caleb, as NASA announced the four astronauts who will make up the crew of Artemis II, which is scheduled to launch late next year.
And this has been a long time, and I guess I didn't even realize how long it's been since astronauts have been sent to the moon, or at least its vicinity.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it turns out this mission is going to send these four astronauts on a 10-day mission that culminates in a flyby of the moon. While they won't head to the surface, they'll be the first people to leave Earth's immediate vicinity and be the first near the moon in more than half a century.
And see, I don't know what all goes into being an astronaut other than that it's really, really difficult. But I would just kind of think, couldn't we make at least a pit stop and actually go on the moon if we're going to get that close to it?
Yeah.
The mission will test the technology and equipment that's necessary for future lunar landings and is a significant step on NASA's planned journey back to the surface of the moon. So I guess they're just, again, paving the way for others.
So let's meet the four. The first, the commander of the mission, going to be Reid Wiseman. He's a naval aviator and test pilot. On his previous mission to the International Space Station, he spent 165 days in space.
Serving as pilot is Victor Glover. After flying more than 3,000 hours in more than 40 different aircraft, Glover was selected for the Astronaut Corps in 2013. He was the pilot for the Crew-1 mission, the first mission that used a SpaceX rocket and capsule to bring astronauts to the International Space Station. He also served as a flight engineer on the ISS.
The lone woman on the crew is mission specialist Christina Hama Koch. She has spent 328 days in space, more than any other woman across the three ISS expeditions. She's also participated in six different spacewalks, including the first three all-female spacewalks.
And the crew, the four-person crew, will be rounded out by a Canadian, Jeremy Hansen. Though a spaceflight rookie, he has participated in space simulations like NEMO 19, in which he lived in a facility on the ocean floor to simulate deep space exploration. Before being selected to Canada's Astronaut Corps in 2009, he was an F-18 pilot in the Royal Canadian Air Force. These people, again, have really impressive resumes. It's like, oh, what do you do?
I was thinking the same thing. So many times in reading that story, I'm like, that'd be impressive on your resume.
Goodness gracious.
They took Stephen Curtis Chapman's The Great Adventure to a whole other level.
Indeed. Just lived on the ocean floor for a while.
What's wrong with just Earth? I mean, either I can't be in space, I want to be on the ocean floor. All right, well, speaking of space, our friend Cody on the listener line at 396-1670. By the way, no, I should mention that our friend Jackie in Eau Claire says she voted. She says it was quiet. She was number 63. She got her sticker. She's off to work. Way to go.